This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Prominent State House Republican Barbara Kirkmeyer is running for governor. The Weld County Senator is a leading voice on the powerful State Budget Committee. In the recent special session of the legislature, she advocated for balancing the budget by eliminating a new benefit for low-income families versus raising taxes on businesses. Kirkmeyer is the 20th Republican to file paperwork to run for governor next year. Governor Jared Polis is term limited. More than 1.5 million Coloradans bought the Keep Colorado Wild Pass this year at the DMV. CPR's Haley May says it's doing better than expected.
The optional pass has now outpaced its $36 million annual goal twice, bringing in roughly $80 million in its first 2 years. The bulk of it goes towards state park maintenance, but Bridget O'Rourke with Parks and Wildlife says it also funds search and rescue teams and the Colorado Avalanche Information Center.
They can also buy this pass and never visit a state park because they want to support the parks or search and rescue teams or avalanche safety, which makes our roads safer.
At $29, the pass costs 60% less than the traditional $80 annual state park pass. Haley May, CPR News.
Colorado's first bank has been bought by PNC Financial for more than $4 billion. The deal would make PNC the largest bank in the Denver market, according to the Associated Press. First Bank is privately held, but enough stakeholders already voted in favor of the merger. FlightAware says more than 400 flights were delayed at DIA today as strong winds caused ground stops and ground delays. This is CPR News.